AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama, on his first visit to Kenya since he took office, is highlighting business entrepreneurs who he says have Africa on the move. Mark Smith is traveling with the president.
Take, for example, power. In between events here, the president met with owners of companies bringing solar panels to villages where fires and kerosene lamps used to be the only light at night.
It makes a difference for kids to be able to read at night, do their homework. A huge difference, obviously, for families.
And for most families, it costs just 40 cents a day, even less than the lamp fuel.
It's empowering folks in ways that we haven't seen before.
Obama's own Power Africa plan aims to double utility generating here, but he says these solar cells could leapfrog Africa to a clean power future. Mark Smith with the president, Nairobi, Kenya.
Obama arrived in Nairobi late last night, spending some time reuniting with relatives. He also placed a wreath on the site of the U.S. Embassy bombing in 1998 and will meet with Kenya's president. Obama will travel next week to Ethiopia. A day after giving the U.S. permission to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria from a major Turkish airbase, Turkey's government has carried out its own attacks on both the Islamic group in Syria and a Kurdish group in northern Iraq. AP Suzanne Fraser has this from Ankara.
The strikes in Iraq targeted the Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. That group is affiliated with Syrian Kurdish fighters who had been battling the Islamic State group in Syria.
Turkish police have also arrested more than 300 people that the government says are part of the Islamic State group, the PKK, and a far-left organization. Investigators are studying John Russell Hauser's journals and online postings to reconstruct his movements and identify a motive for Thursday night's deadly shootings in a Louisiana movie theater. Two women were killed. 9 other people were wounded. This is AP Radio News. Government investigators tell the Justice Department that secret government information could have been compromised through Hillary Rodham Clinton's private email server when she was Secretary of State.
According to a memo to Congress from the Inspector General, his office identified potentially hundreds of classified emails that Clinton had provided and that are now being processed for public release. The Democratic frontrunner commented briefly before a campaign speech.
We are all accountable to the American people to get the facts right. And I will do my part.
None of the emails were marked as classified at the time they were sent, according to the memo, but some should have been handled as such and sent on a secure computer network. Julie Walker, New York.
Donald Trump's campaign has denied credentials to reporters from the Des Moines Register to an event in Iowa today after the paper published an editorial calling for him to drop out of the GOP race. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.